This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
College holds a mythic place in American culture. On the new Campus Files podcast, we uncover the scandals you won't hear on the campus tours. Find Campus Files on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Also, 9 o'clock.
It's that time of the year.
You can win a team for the Fan Mock Draft coming up April 17th. You could win a team, but you have to be listening at 9 o'clock to win your team. You could be going to Razzles, having fun, playing some volleyball, doing the mock draft. A lot of fun. It's over there in Olmsted Falls. It's a great time. Know the people over there. It's on Bagley Road. It's wonderful. I accidentally said Bailey Road yesterday, but I was... distracted.
They did not move into a different road.
They didn't move it.
It's the same location.
There's work right there. They got that new bridge right around the corner from it. I don't know if the CVS is still there, but right around the corner, they got that new bridge. It's fantastic.
It's still there.
Fantastic.
I was just over there.
Really? Good. Yeah. Fantastic area of the city right over there, or the town, right over there in Olmsted Falls. And then Brian Hoyer going to join us at 9:02. Has he ever had a teammate who's basically like Deshaun Watson that has now turned into George Costanza from Play Now, where he is, if Jimmy Haslam needs him, he's in his office. More on that coming up at 9:20. So, am I wrong about Travis Hunter? 216-474-0092. I respond to a lot of fans. And football-wise, like somebody got into here, Twitter Actions brought to you by Chauvin Jewelers, Cleveland's premier jewelry store, showed me his route tree and showed me how he runs routes. It's like, Ken, if he's there at 2, he is the best wide receiver. You got to take him. I said, well, that's arguable, certainly. But then there was a package, quote-unquote, of how you would use him as a cornerback. I go, I don't think there is any packages for a wide receiver. I think it's different for a cornerback. But a lot of guys in the defensive – a lot of guys in the secondary. If you're a starter, you don't come off the field. Rodney would tell you. Gerard would tell you. Like, you're out there. You are out there. You could be a nickel guy. You could be a dime guy. Maybe you could try to do that. But there's not really packages that are involved there. And I just think about our reactions. He's a two-way player. Okay, so you take him, you make him a corner. All right. There's got to be a package for him, a wide receiver. Okay. But if you take him and make him a wide receiver, which he looks to be better at as a wide receiver, the moment anybody gets burned, and it's going to happen because it's the NFL, guys get burned all the time. The greatest, Darryl Green, got burned. If he gets one guy gets burned, we are immediately going to get pounded with Travis Hunter calls and that Kevin Stefanski's an idiot and Jim Schwartz needs to take this thing over. And I just, in so many ways, I go, is it worth it? Is it worth it? I think you think I'm wrong. Talk me back into it. Talk me into taking his name and putting it back up on the board.
I'm having a lot of trouble with Travis Hunter. And the reason I'm having trouble is he's never been just evaluated the same way that other wide receivers would be evaluated. Like, have you heard him evaluated in the same way Marvin Harrison Jr. was evaluated? When Marvin Harrison Jr. came out, he was supposed to be basically the perfect wide receiver. He got taken fourth overall. Granted, there were quarterbacks.
I hate to say it. I think he was overblown by all of us. I think he'd be a great wide receiver. He's banged up. We all just freaked out and called him the greatest thing ever, and I think that became
He was amazing, and he was at Ohio State, and he had the lineage because of who his dad was. So we were expecting, you know, all-time production, all-time season coming out, and, you know, you consider where he's at. It's tough to evaluate. It's been 1 year. He was good. He wasn't, like, all-time sensational as a rookie. He was good. Again, what's the offensive setup there? Causing you to question that. Then I look at, all right, Jeremiah Smith, who is not even eligible to come out next year. He was universally considered last year, I thought, to be the best wide receiver in college football. So how are we talking about Travis Hunter as a wide receiver? Now, all of a sudden, in the last 2 weeks,
Look at his advanced numbers. His advanced numbers say this is a wide receiver. I don't think he wants to play it. I'm not sure exactly what he wants to do, but...
So I want to know, as a wide receiver prospect, take the secondary stuff off the board for the purpose of this discussion. How is he being evaluated, even with those two Ohio State receivers? Marvin Harrison Jr. came out last year, went fourth overall, who's 6'4", okay? And Travis Hunter, what would you put Travis Hunter? What did he at the combine? Was he 6'1"?
I believe he's 6'2".
6'2", okay.
Am I wrong?
So how would you compare him with just those two Ohio State wide receivers?
He's listed as 6 foot here. I'm sorry. I thought 6'2" the whole way. I beg your pardon.
Okay.
He's listed at 6 feet.
It just seems like in the last 2 weeks, he has all of a sudden been hyped up as one of the best wide receiver prospects ever. And I'm like, that has not ever been the case. Where did this come from?
I mean, if you're talking about wide receivers, I don't know. I think our body types have changed.
Are we doing the same
thing? Want.
I guess my bigger question, sorry, Kenny, to cut you off.
You're
Are
fine.
We doing the same thing with Travis Hunter and Abdul Carter that we've been doing with Shedeur Sanders, which is it's a down draft, so we're reaching for guys all across the board? Because somehow Abdul Carter became Miles Garrett over the last month.
Now hold on. I think people have talked themselves out of quarterbacks because of Johnny Manziel and Deshaun Watson, all that crap. Don't do that with the other players. There's about to be... 2013 was a bad draft. There were still some really good football players in that draft. Jamie Collins, before he got here, was a really good football player in that draft. Now he's an assistant coach with UNC. There's bound to be some good football players. He was a second-round pick, if I'm not mistaken. I'm not going to talk myself out of Abdul Carter or talk myself up just because it's a bad QB draft or it's a bad draft overall. I don't want to make the same mistake with Travis Hunter.
Is it a bad – we were kind of told earlier this year it was a bad blue chipper draft, too.
Well, I got to ask you guys.
I should say down.
Are you thinking we're just we should draft Travis Hunter because it's the number two pick and you want to be excited? And that is a more exciting choice than
– It would be exciting.
He's a Heisman Trophy winner. He's a well-known guy. Everything I see about him, I know there's the girlfriend stuff. I don't talk about guys' girlfriends. Ain't gonna happen.
We talk a little bit off the air about it.
There are no rules off the air, but rules are there off the air. But there's on the air and there's rules, and I just don't want to. I don't want to trade in that business. It's a slippery slope. So I know that there might be questions there. I don't know. I'm not gonna pick who the guy loves. It seems to be like he's a nice guy, but damn it. Are people wanting to pick him now after what Jimmy Haslam said yesterday that seemed to throw a lot of cold water on the quarterback conversation and go, I just want to be entertained. Travis Hunter's an entertaining character. He's an entertaining player. Because I'm telling you, if you take him as a wide receiver, like I'm getting a lot of people going, Ken, he can still play corner, he can still play corner, he can still play corner. You got to get him on the same page as whoever's throwing to him. Unless it is Kirk Cousins. I mean, I got to get Kenny Pickett and him on the same page. I got to get Jerry Jeudy on the same. He's got to learn how to read defenses in the NFL, what he's going up against. Like, that's a lot of what I told you. I had a blind spot for wide receivers 2 years in a row. Sat there and talked to wide receiver coaches. Like, you got to learn when they say he runs a good route, what's that mean? You know how to read a defense. You know how to read a secondary. You learn how to read the coverages and what they're going to present to you on any given route. So you're able to tailor that and work with a quarterback on that. You need to focus on your first thing first. And I'm telling you, if you make him a wide receiver and Martin Emerson, who did not have a good year, you can feel it already. And I don't think I want to deal with it. I don't think I want to see Kevin Stefanski deal with it. And honestly, they've gone through more changes, bringing other guys in as coaches. Now, I know they haven't made a lot of changes defensively. And I tend to get nervous about these things. How much faith, on a scale of 1 to 10, everybody turn their mics on. 1 to 10. How much faith you got in the current coaching staff? Owen Lottman.
5.
Mitch.
6.
I was going to say 6.
So it's about 50-50 for all of us.
But we're probably
about 5.
Higher. We're probably higher than where most of the fan
base
is right now.
Thanks for bringing that up. Rich and Menner, you're first up on the fan. Rich, real quick, and then I'm going to get back to you here in a second, all right? Rich, Scale of 1 to 10, how much faith do you have in the coaching staff? 7.5. Rich is on the upper end of that. All right, I'm going to put you right back on hold. Do you not have faith? Because of that lack of faith, everybody else, that they're going to use him in the right spots and he's going to be perfectly fine for this organization? Could he be more than likely get caught in the wash? It was a resounding no by those in the room.
I'd be very nervous.
Now, Rich is more bullish on that. Hello, Rich. Go right on ahead. Thank you for your patience.
Hey, boys. So just talking about, the excitement of Travis Hunter, what would get you excited? I think with the number two pick, what would get me excited is bringing in an alpha player, right? An elite player at your position. And Ken, I got to respectfully completely disagree when you say Travis Hunter is not the number one receiver in his class. I think he's the number one receiver in his class. And I think it's by a large margin, even. I had the privilege of work of watching all 22 film on offensive players and breaking them down. It's a great way to pay the bills. And after watching Travis Hunter, I mean, he really is. He has everything you want out of a true alpha receiver. What's really excited about Travis
Hunter. Let me ask you this. Rich, I don't know your credentials, so I can only ask you a question here. Not fighting you. What makes him better than Tet McMillan out of Arizona or Luther Burden out of Mizzou?
Okay, so Luther Burden is a nice product. Luther Burden, if you want something that has some issues, Luther Burden literally would pout on the sidelines last year on the school line. He really kind of got disinterested in the team and really kind of took plays off. If he wasn't getting the ball, you kind of knew he wasn't getting the ball.
And Travis Hunter doesn't do that. I would agree with that. Okay. And we need a guy who's going to show up. Okay. Now give me Tet McMillan.
Tet McMillan easily pressed off the line. You could stop him with press coverage. We saw it against Utah, who plays press really good against man coverage there. Real slow off the line. Has the frame. Has the ball skills. Mm-hmm. Really nice player. But he does have some flaws, and my number one concern with him is, if you look over the history of the NFL, players like him are true 50-50 hits on whether they hit or not. So the speed of him getting off the line, it does give me some worry. A very nice player who could definitely have more of a Mike Evans ceiling, not a Drake London, but I see him more of a Cortland Sutton.
Man, you're saying not, or he has more of a Mike Evans ceiling, because Mike Evans should be a Hall of Famer.
Oh, Mike Evans is a for sure Hall of Famer. Okay. That's his ceiling.
It's a pretty high ceiling.
Travis Hunter has that Odell Beckham prime, Malik Neighbors-esque ceiling. The way Malik Neighbors the way Travis Hunter gets off the line is a beautiful, beautiful thing. The way he tempos his pace and his route running is a beautiful thing. His catch radius, his ball skills with the ball in his hand.
If you make him the number one wide receiver, are you willing to say bye-bye to the cornerback stuff? Because he's got to focus.
Here's the thing. You can't play two ways in the NFL consistently. You don't have enough time in the day to be in the room when it comes to watching tape and studying for the opponents. It's just not possible.
All right.
So you're not going to find a two-way player in the NFL. Not saying he can't do it. It's just in the NFL, it's a different level,
Rich?
Right? You're in the rooms every single day watching tape, and he won't have the time to do that.
Rich?
Maybe just be maybe sprinkled in.
I want to give you credit. You're a hell of a salesman. Thank you very much for the call. It's a hell of a job by Rich. I mean, if you want to take him and make him wide receiver, make him wide receiver. But you just know you're going to hear, I'm going to get hell about making him a cornerback the second it inevitably happens, because everybody gets burned the second someone gets burned in the Browns secondary.